of a Rav, does Rav really hold Tanai Kayim? That you make a Tanai against what the Torah says, that Tanai is good? For Yitma, we learned like this. If somebody says to his friend, I don't want the din of Aino of Al Tainu to apply to our sale. In other words, midiraisa the dalochu, when you sell something, you're not allowed to jip the person. You're not allowed to charge him more than a sixth of its price. You can't gain a sixth. The dalochu is if you charge exactly a sixth more, the sale is chal, but you're over the lav of Al Tainu. If you charge more than a sixth, then the sale is bottled. The person has a right to say, nothing doing, I don't want the sale. So what about if I sell something to you and I tell you clearly, you should know, this pen is really worth 50 cents, but I'm going to charge you now $10 for it. And I don't want the din or not to apply. So what's the halacha? Rav amar yesh li olav eino. Rav says, nothing doing, the Tanai can't help you. You be master mashkos of atero. There's still hilchos eino here. The person wants to retract and says that I don't want the sale to go through, you charge me too much, he has a right to. Shmuel says no. Since you made a Tanai, you made a condition, and it's the din in mamnis, the Tanai is chal, so therefore the sale goes through, there's no din in law here. But when we see Rav is the one that says that midiraisa, you cannot make a Tanai. Since so, what did Rav mean to say? If this is the reasoning, it's exactly the same reasoning that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said. That the halacha is a husband cannot make a condition against the Yerusha Sabal, because since it's midiraisa, you can't be master mashkasa batera. So why did Rav say, like, not mitanei? So Mar says, Elo the pshat is like this. Elo halacha gashimma megamlio diyama master mashkasa batera tanai botel. That's like a true. But v'lo mitanei, not from his reasoning. Dilu v'shimma gamlio sava meso yirashenu. If she dies, true, the husband yashins his wife. But Varav saw, Varav holds though, Mesa, when she dies, lo yirishenu, he does not yashin his wife. That's what Rav holds. He does not yashin his wife. Why? Could be so just the opposite. Because since it's only in the Rabbonin's talk, he couldn't make a tonight to go against what the Rabbonin said. So therefore, this tonight does help. For the Gemara, but that can't be pshat in Rav. For the Gemara is so high, mi taimei v'loy kilchasu. That's the same reasoning, but a different halacha. And Rav said no, just the opposite. Rav said the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but for different reasoning. So this can't be pshat in Rav. El the pshat is like this: halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Yoma that he says he may saw Yerushenu. True, even though the husband made a condition, he does not want to yashin his wife when she dies. Still, when she dies, he yashins his wife. That's from Shimon Gamliel's halacha, and Rav agrees to that. But for lav mitamei, not for his reasoning. The evil Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, because Reb Shimon ben Gamliel himself holds sava b'diraisa tanai botel, that in a diraisa dik halacha like Yerusha sabah, which is a diraisa to tanai is botel. You can't make a tanai against what the Torah says. Therefore, when your wife dies, you yashin her. But if it would have only been a din in the Rabbonin, Tanai Kayim, then you could make it tonight to go against what the Rabbonin says. For Rav Sov, but Rav holds, Afilu b'dirabbonin Tanai Botom. Even in the Rabbonin de Kalocha, the Tanai is also Botom. Maybe that's what Rav meant to say. For the Gemara, that again doesn't make any sense. Ha'kitameh u'kilchaseihu. No, Rav is agreeing 100% from Shimon Gamliel. He's saying, Mamash the same Alocha, with the same time. And Varav Moisavu, Rav is only adding a little bit more. Rav is only adding that not only because Yerusha Sabal is the Eraisa, but even if it would have been with the Rabbonin, it would also be the same halacha. That in the Rabbonin's also you can't be master Mashkos of Atara. But it's not called Vlav Mitamei. He agrees to the reasoning of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So that can't be pshat to what Rav meant to say. So more or less like this, Elo halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. True. The Yoma that he says in Nasi Yerushenu, if the person's wife dies, the husband has a right to yashin her. For lav mitamei, but not for his reasoning. The Yilu Shimon ben Gamliel Sover, I tell you, Yerusha Sabal the Yeraisa. He holds the pasuk says, V'yorash Oisa, that's midiraisa, her husband yashins his wife. For Chol Hamasna, Mashikosa Batera, Tanai Botel. That's the klal. Whenever you're making the Tanai to go against what the Torah says, the Tanai attack is Botel. But I tell you, V'rav sov, a Rav holds, Yerushas ha'bald Rabbonin. Rav holds no, Yerusha Sabalas only Midrabonin. Vichachomim also Chizuk Ledivrayim Kishal Torah. And the Rabbonin made a Chizuk in their dinim like the Torah. In other words, just like Midiraisa. Rav also holds that Yemasna Mashkosa Batera Tanai is bottle. But just that he says Lav Mitanei is not for the same reasoning. Because Rav Shimon Megalmil holds that Yerusha Sabalas is Midiraisa. That's the reason why he can't make a Tanai against it. Rav says that's not the reason why he can't make a Tanai against the Yerusha Sabal. Because it's only Midirabonin. So what's the reason why you can't make a Tanai not to Yashin your wife? It's because Midirabonin also they made a chizik like a din Torah. For the Gemara now, is this true of a Rav Sabal? Does Rav really hold Yerusha Sabal the Rabonin? Does Rav really hold that when you Yashin your wife, it's only Midirabonin? For your Tanan, we learned like this. Reb Yechne Mevruku Eimer. If somebody yashins his wife, talochru is yachslof nei mishpocha. Rashi says when it comes yovel, you have to give back the property that you yashin from your wife, you have to give it back to her family. Plus v'yinakula min adamim. You let her charge the family for money, but take off some money. V'yinakula, give it a little bit cheaper to them. Give the property back to them a little bit cheaper. Now v'avinu bo, we have a kasha on this. What's going on here? Mike Sava. What does Reb Yechon and Bruka hold? Mike Sover. E Kesover, if he holds. Yerusha Sabal the Yeraisa, that a husband yashins his wife mid Yeraisa. See, if so, even by Yovel, Amay Yachzer. Why does he have to give it back when it comes Yovel? The locher is what you yashin from your father, or your Yerusha mid Yeraisa, there's no din Yovel, you don't have to give it back when Yovel comes. V the Rabbonin, if it's only the Rabbonin the Kalocha, so Dama Maya Vidatayu, why do you get back money altogether for it? Midrabbanan Vaistoy, the Locher is you only have it until Yovel. When it comes Yovel, you have to give it back to a family. So why do they have to pay you altogether for? That's the Kashan on Rabbi Yechonim ben Bruka. So Gemara says, V'yomar Rav, Rav explained Rabbi Yechonim ben Bruka like this, V'yomar Rav, L'yoylam k'sava Yerusha Sabah v'yiraisa. Really, Rav, really Rabbi Yechonim holds that a husband yashins his wife mid-yiraisa. So then really the husband should keep the property even after Yovel. What's the case talking about over here? Shoherishtoi ishtoi beis akvaros. That your wife inherited from her father the beis akvaros. And when she dies, she gives it over to her husband. That the husband has now the Yerusha on the beis akvaros, where she is supposed to be buried, and where her family was supposed to be buried. So they say, it's not nice that their mishpacha wants to be buried altogether. So since their mishpacha was buried already in this beis akvaros, we say it's only right now that the husband should sell it back to them. So Amar Rabbanan, Rabbanan said, Lishkol Demei, take money for it, but for Leheder, it's only right to give it back to them. So then the question is, if really it's yours, so you should have a right to charge the exact amount of money? Or Ma Yenakalem and Adam, and what do you mean you take off from the money? Why should you give it any cheaper? So Gemara says, what it means to say is, Demei Kev Rishtoi, you're taken off from the Kever, you're taken off from the money of your wife. As how much the kfura, the plaque of your wife cost. Because that much is the chiv upon the husband to bury her. So the husband himself has to pay for the place where to bury his wife. So that much you can't charge the mishpacha. For the plaque, the place where you buried your wife, that's upon the chiv, that's the chiv upon the husband to bury her. So for that he can't charge money. But for the rest of the basic chorus, he has a right to charge money. Kedetanya, like we learned, ha-moiche kivra, if somebody sold a basic chorus to somebody else, or else his place to be buried. For derech kivra, the route to get there. Ma'amodoy, the place where they stand by the espedim. Or mokum espedo, the place where they make the espedim. So locher is boyim b'nei mishpachos. His family has a right to come. For koivra noisei ba'korchoy, they have a right to bury him in that place that the nifta sold by force. Why mishum p'gam mishpacha? There's such a shvara as mishpam p'gam mishpacha. Since the rest of the mishpacha was buried there, and they want the whole family to be buried in one place, so even though one person, when he was alive, sold away his place in the basic cross to somebody else, when the person dies, we go back korcha and take away that place. We take that place back, and then achlami, we pay back the money to the person. Rako Ponim, you see such a yisoid, that even though you really, he sold his place in the basic cross, but midrabanan, though, there's a svar for gam mishpacha to get it back. So that's a svar here also, even though Yerusha Sabal is midiraisa, and midiraisa, the husband has a right to hold on to this basic chorus. Midirabanan, though, we say, Mishum Pagam Mishpacha, you're supposed to sell it back to a Mishpacha. Rakopon, Makashan, or Rav is, before we saying Rav holds Yerusha Sabal is only midirabanan. And over here we say, no, that Rav holds Yerusha Sabal is midiraisa. So Gemara answers Pasha, I'll tell you, Rav, Litaim, Medu, Rav, Yechlin, Abruka, Kramar. For Leilo, Yisrule. Rav over here was only explaining what does Rav Yechlin, Abruka himself hold. That Rav Yechlin, Abruka himself holds Yerusha Sabala's Midiraisa. But Enechnami, Rav himself, could hold that Yerusha Sabala's only Midirabonin. So therefore, that's what it's good. What Rav said before, Halach is Kabshima ben Yamliel, but Vulay Mitamei. His time is because Master Mashkos of a terrorist to my bottle. My reasoning is, no, it's only Midirabonin Yerusha Sabal. But even though it's only Midirabonin, still there's a Svara, Rabbonin made a Takono, Kiein, or the Yeraisa. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, up to the Mishnah end of Pedal and Omer Aleph. Yeah. The Mishnah says, Mishemes, somebody died, Veheniach Isho Ubal Choiv Veyorshin. When he died, he left over a wife, an Amona, so she has a right what, to collect the Ksuba. So the question, who's going to get the property of this person that died? So first there's the Isha, the wife, she says she wants to collect the Ksuba. Then there's a Baal Choiv. There's a person that the father borrowed money from, and he has to pay him back. The Baal Choiv, like the Malva, comes and says, now listen, your father borrowed $1,000 from me, I want to collect my $1,000. The Yorshin, and there are also kids. There are kids there that Yarshin. The Shiloh, who gets the money? The question is now. Who gets the father's money? The Yarshin. So kids, our father died. He left over kids. He left over a wife. And he also left over a Baal Chayv. Yes, now the Shiloh case is, V'hoyoloi pikodoin oi milva biyadacherim. This person that was mace, this Reuven that died, had a pikodin. That means he let somebody watch something of his. Let's say he gave away his watch. He had a very expensive watch, that somebody was watching it for him. Oy milva, or else he also lent the money to somebody else, that somebody owed him the money. Oy milva biyad acherim, somebody else's holdback has money for him. So now, Rabbi Tafan and Rabbi Tafan says, Yenosnu lokeshul shubhen. So the question is now, this bala pikodin, the one that's holding the watch, or whatever it is that is holding of the mace, or else this malva, really it's the loiva. This person that borrowed the money from this mace, and now he has to pay it back. So the question is, to which one of these three people should he give his money? You know, if he can't give, the guy died, he can't give it back to him. So there's three people he can think of giving it to. Either give it to his wife, because she has a right to collect the ksuba, or else give it to his kids, because they yarshin all his nechassim, or else give it to the Baal Chayv, give it to this person that lent him money, because the mace owes him money. So you want to pay up his chayv, give it to him. It's the question, to which one of these three people now do we tell this bala pikodin, or the malva, the loiva, to pay the money to? So Rabbi Tarfon Oimer, Yinosnu L'Koshel Shebhen. Give it to the worst one off. The one that's worse off. L'Koshel Shebhen. The lower one, give it to him. We'll see in the Gemara exactly who that is. That's called the Kosher Shavem, like the one that needs it, the one that needs it the most. Rabbi Akiva says, no, ain merachmin badin, you can't have rachmanis badin. It's a din Torah here. That who it has a right to get the mace of nechassim, like somebody is holding the pikodin of the mace, or somebody owes money to this person. So the question is now, who has a right to get that money? So you have to go basar adin. Rabbi Akiva says the din is Ela Yenosno LeYorshin. The lacher is the Yorshim, his kids. They are the ones that Yarshin, that collect this pikodin, and they are the ones that collect the milva. They get the money, the Yorshim, not to the wife and not to the Baal Chayv, but the money has to go to the Yorshim. Why? Shekulon Tzurichin Shvua. Otherwise, a Baal Chayv, when they want to collect the money from Yorshim, they have to swear first. The same thing in Isha. When an Isha wants to collect the ksuba from the Yorshim, from the Yisraimim, she has to swear first. But v'yena Yorshin tzrichin shavua. But Allah is, when a father dies and the kids take over the Yerusha, you don't have to swear. There's no reason to swear there. Everybody knows these are the kids, and they know the Yerusha goes to the kids. So since the kids don't have to swear, it's a svara adzera muchzik. We see everything that belonged to the father in the hands of the kids. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says the money and the pikodin go back to the kids. Now it's a question, could they get it or not? So that's told if Yod Metaltlim is Meshubat for Ksuba or not. Or is Metaltlim of the Yasmi Meshubat for Baal Chayv? We Yod Metaltlim is not Meshubat, so they can't collect it. The Baal Chayiv only has the right to collect from the karka that the father left over. But here it's a pekudin, it's money, it's not karka, so when these metaltlim, the Baal Chayiv can't collect. So therefore we give it to the Yorshim, and they take it, they keep it. Yeah. What about Niyach Peiroi's Telushin Minakarka? Let's say when the father died, he left over fruits that were cut off the ground already. He had an orchard, and the apples or the oranges fell off the tree already. That says Peiroi's Telushin Minakarka. They're detached from the ground. And again, these three people want to come and take it. The wife wants to come and take it, says, listen, he owes me Ksuba. I'm taking it for my Ksuba. The Baal Chayiv says, listen, I lent him $1,000, he has to pay it back to me. I want to take these apples for my pay. And the Yorshim come, the kids come and say, listen, we Yorshim, my father, we're going to take it. So the Mishnah says, the Locher is kol ha-kodim ben zochah ben. Whoever grabs it first, they have a right to keep it. Whoever gets it, zoch se'isha. So whoever, that's what Tanna Kamma holds. Whoever grabs it has a right to keep it. Now, what can it be if Zochse Isha Yoise Mitzvosa? Let's say the Isha grabbed more apples than she deserves for a Ksuba. Or else, Baal Chayiv Yoise Rachayvoy. Let's say the Baal Chayiv, the Malva, grabbed the money. And he grabbed more than the actual Chayiv was. He only lent the person $1,000, and he grabbed $2,000 worth. So, Hamoisa, what do we do with the leftover money? So Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Tarfon says the locher is yinosnu l'koshel shaven. Again, we give it to the one that's worst off. We'll see it's the machlekes, whether it means the isha or whether it means the Baal Chayiv. But I call upon him, let's say the isha chapped the money. So what would she do with the leftover money? Rabbi Tarfon says she gives it l'koshel shaven, the one that needs it the most. That's Rabbi Tarfon treat again the shitosay, the way I learned before, that the yorshim are not called the muchzak of this money, but rather, whoever deserves it more, he gets it. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, no, nothing doing. Again, Rabbi Akiva says, ein merach min badin. You can't have rachmanis mercy. Bitzar adin, there's a din Torah here. Who owns this money? Ella, what should we do with the leftover money? And really, the Gemara explains that it's not only the leftover money. Rabbi Akiva held that they have no right to be toughest to grab it in the first place. Like all the money goes to the Yorshim. So Gemara explains that Akiva is only saying, Lidivra Rebbe Tarfon, according to you, Rebbe Tarfon, that you or they could chop it, but even after they chop it, the extra money, Rebbe Akiva says, Eli Yenosno Liyorshin. The extra money Avada has to go back to his kids, to the Mesa's kids, to the Yorshin. Why? The same Svara. Shekulom Tzurichim Shvua. For the wife to collect the money from the Yorshin, she has to swear first that she didn't collect Tuxuba when the husband was alive. And the Baal Chayiv has to swear that he didn't collect his money when the father was alive. The kids, when they yashin their father, they don't have to swear first. That's a din Torah. The kids yashin the father. So since they're chuz, they have a right to get it even without swearing. So like as soon as the father dies, we automatically see the money by the kids and the kids rishus. Therefore, it's the kids' money. And if they want to come and take it away, that's the halacha. Can you take money away from Yisraimim? That we hold that metaltlim, things that utensils that are movable, is not meshubid. You can't collect from Yisraimim metaltlim. Therefore, the Baal Chayiv doesn't collect from these things. That's machlokes from Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Does the money go directly to the Yorshim, or does the Tarfon says no? You nostal l'koshel shavem, the one that needs it more. We'll see in the Gemara what it means. Now the Gemara says, Lo mali lemisni milve, lo mali lemisni pekodin. But the Mishnah starts off, a person that died, and he had a pekodin, that means one of his utensils somebody else was holding for him, or else a milva, or else he lent the money to somebody else, and that person owes him the money back. So the question is, why do we have to have these two cases? That he gave a utensil to somebody to watch for him, or else he gave money to somebody? It's the same halacha. What's the chiddush in the two cases? Lomali lemisni milve, lomali lemisni pekodin. So Gemara says, yes, tzricha, yes, we need both cases. The ton and milve, if the Mishnah would only say the chiddush by a milve when he gave away money to somebody to use, I would tell you, behol kama Rebbe Tarfon. Over here, Rebbe Tarfon says that we don't give it to the Yorshim, but rather to the one that needs it more, mishum de milve loitzon nitno. Because when the father gave the money to that person to use it, he has a right to use and spend the money. So we never consider like the money is here. We never look as if the money is in the hands of the father. So that's why it's in the hands of this other person. So now if the Baal Chayv wants to get it, we let him get it. It's not called you're taking it away from the Yorshim, because it's like son nitno, means the person that received the money has the right to use it. It's not around. It's not called that money is here. Avo pikadin, but in the case where the father gave an object, let's say his watch, whatever it is, for somebody else to watch. The Isibienai, that watch is always around. It's the father's watch. Same with there, maybe I would think to say that when the father dies, Modelele Rabbi Kiva. Maybe Rabbi Tafan agrees to Rabbi Kiva that right away we look as if that object belongs to the Yorshim. That since the object is around, and whose is it that belongs to the father, so as soon as the father dies, I would say the kid should yashin it. So maybe Rabbi Tafan agrees to Rabbi Kiva that the kid should take it over. His Kamash Malano, that even by a pikadin, still Rabbi Tafan says the Baal Chayiv has a right to take it, or else the Isha will soon see. V'tanahof, it only would have said the case of a milva, I would have thought of a pikadin, I would have thought to say, but I'll come Rabbi Kiva. When does Rabbi Kiva say it belongs to the Yoshim only by a pikadin, where the object is right here? So we look as if it belongs to the father, as if it belongs to the kids. That's why the kids get it first. But in the case where the father lent the money to somebody, and when that person receives the money, it's not cool, he holds on to the money. When you get the money, you use it, you invest it, whatever you do with it. It's not cool, the money is around anymore. Same in Moedlele, Rabbi Tafrin. Maybe in such a case by money, Rabbi Kiva would agree to Rabbi Tafrin to say that we don't look as if it belongs to the kids yet, but maybe the Isha has a right to get it, or maybe the Baal Chayv has a right to get it. Tzricha. That's why I need these two cases to teach us. In both cases, both by a move and by a pekodin, Rabbi Tarfon says his svara goes to the Baal Chayv to the Isha, and the Kiva says, no, his svara goes straight to the kids. Now the more explains, my location. What does Rabbi Tarfon mean to say that this pekodin or the milva, we don't give it to the Yoshim, but we give it to the person that's more needy? That's the Kaishal. What does that mean? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Omer, L'Kaishal Shebaraya. The one that has the least proof. So Rashi says L'Raya means a shtar. The one that the shtar was written last. Because the law is, once you write up the shtar, you have a right to collect from Mishubadim. Any property that he owned from that time on, you have a right to collect from. Even if he sells it, you still collect it. But the one that's the shtar that's written the last, you could only collect from the property owned from that time onwards. So you have like the least amount to collect from. So like we have Rachmanis on you, and we let you collect first. That's called L'Kershel Shabaraya. Rashi says, L'Mishe Shtaroi Mucher. The one that Shtar was written last. Shelo Yochel Litra V'Lekucha Yitakoydim Loi. He can't collect from the property that was sold before the date of his Shtar. So he has the least property to collect from. Therefore he has the right to get it. Whether it's the Baal Chayv, whether it's the Ksubis Isha, whichever one was written last, that's called they're the more needy, they have a right to collect. Rabbi Yechanan Omar L'Ksubis Isha. Yechanan says no. Rabbi Tafra means to say that the wife has the right to collect the Ksubis, she gets it first. The wife is called the Kaishal. And what's the reasons? Rashi says, Shein Darka L'Asrach Anichse Ameis. Because it's not a derech of a lady to go look around for property. Either she gets it or she doesn't get it. She doesn't go looking around for the property. Therefore, she's more needy. We say the money should go to her. And what's the reason we care about the lady so much? Mishum chinah. We want ladies like to find grace in the eyes of the husbands. So Rashi says, Sheyimtzu ha'anoshim chein bi'enei hanoshim. We want the men to look nice in the eyes of the lady. The Yi in the Suyis land, and then the ladies will agree to get married to them. Shalai Tidagen ulahasik subosan. That they're not afraid that maybe they won't get the ksuba. We have before Svara. A lady will only get married if she knows for sure that if something goes wrong, he dies or gives her a get, she'll collect the ksuba. If she has doubts or she'll be able to collect the ksuba or not, sometimes she won't want to get married. So therefore we want to make sure that the Isha is going to collect the ksuba. So she's the worst one off. Mishum Chena, we want to make sure they'll get married. Therefore, we make sure she's the one that collects first. So in the case here where the husband died, and he left over a pikadin or a milva biyad acherim, so the Isha, the wife, she's the first one to come to collect for her ksuba from this money. Mishum Chena. In order that the ladies will want to get married.
So now the Gemara says Ketanoi. This machlokes, the Pshat of Tafel, the machlokes Ketanoim also. That Reb Binyamin, Reb Binyamin says Lekoshel Shabaraya. What's called for the worst one off? The one that has the worst proof. His shtar was written last. Since it was written last, he could only collect from the last property that he owned. Vehu kosher, and that's a good pshat. That's what the Binyamin says. Reb Elezer Weimer, Luxuba Sishino, the one to collect this money, the Pikodin, or the Milva, is the Isha, to collect it for her Ksuba. And what's the reason? Mishum Chena. We wanted then that the ladies should find the men gracious in their eyes, that they should want to get married to the men. So that if they know that for sure they'll collect the Ksuba, then they'll be Nicha, be easier to marry them. Yes, that's the first machlokes in the Mishnah. Who gets this milvo, the pikadin? Is it the swalak of Tafin says the one that needs it more? Rabbi Kiva says, no, you can't have rachmanis bedin. The locher is the yorshim and the sus to get it right away. Then the Mishnah says, what about teniach peiris atlushim? Let's say the father left over fruits that are cut off the ground. He had an orchard, and there were apples on the floor. The shal now, who gets these apples? So Tanakam is said, Poshta, that's Rav Tafrin's Svara, that whoever grabs it first, they have a right to keep it. And the Kiva says no, that the left the money that whoever grabbed, if they grab more than they deserve, the leftover money they have to give back to the Yorshim. So this is the Gemara of the Kasha of Rav Kiva. What does Rav Kiva only argue and say the leftover money? Like, let's say the lady grabbed more money than she needed for a ksuba. So he says the leftover money goes to the Yoshim. According to Rabbi Kiva, Kula Nami the Yoshim Evi. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Isha has no right to collect it. This money goes directly to the Yoshim, and Metaltlim the Yastim are not Meshubit for the car for the ksuba. So why does the Isha have a right to get anything? Sumer says, true, Enoch Nami, it's not true what you're saying. The Ayadi the Yomer Rabbi Tarfin, but since Rabbi Tarfin started off, and his Shitu is no, they do have a right to grab it. And he said, the locher of the meiser also goes to the kashel shubhem, is tonu iyo nami meiser. Therefore, when Rabbi Kiva wanted to argue back, he also used the same terms as Rabbi Tafin is using. And he says, the meiser does not go to the kashel shubhem, but rather it goes to the yorshim. But enoch nami, according to Rabbi Kiva, all the money, not only the meiser, the extra money, but any peris, any metalfim that's left over, anything that belonged to the father, the loch according to Rabbi Kiva is, it goes to the kids. The kids, the yashim, they have a schus, they get it without a shivua, therefore it goes straight to them. And that's the loch like Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara is the kasha.